The Tofino Harbor Authority is in the midst of a standoff with a squatter at its Armitage Point dock as it arranges for new gates and security fobs to be installed this week. The dispute with the squatter has been unresolved for more than 2 years and recently escalated, the Harbor Authority said in a statement. Harbor Authority office doors have been closed for more than 3 weeks because of security concerns. This closure impacts essential services for the local fishing and tourism industries, as well as day-to-day management of the harbor, the statement said. The squatter received an eviction notice on Friday, said a Harbor Authority official. The Harbor Authority is frustrated with what it considers a slow reaction from law enforcement and government agencies, which has left the situation unresolved, it said. We call on authorities at all levels to address this matter urgently, said Shane Sadler, president of the Tofino Harbor Authority, adding its ability to serve the community is being compromised. We need immediate action to restore order and ensure the safety of our staff and the public. The Harbor Authority is hiring contractors to install aluminum security gates and electronic fobs for mariners, James Mason, vice president of the Harbor Authority Board, said Tuesday. Gates will be open during the day but locked in evenings to reduce theft and vandalism, he said. Work is set to begin today. Established in 1999, Tofino Harbor Authority is responsible for the 4th Street office and related facilities, including what is called the Crab Dock, Armitage Point Services, which has commercial and recreational moorage, shore power and fresh water. It also runs Wingan Lane services, offering commercial and recreational moorage. It levies charges to use the public facilities, including a launch ramp and parking for motor vehicles. A spokesman for Fisheries and Oceans Canada said the department is aware of the issues that the Tofino Harbor Authority Board has been managing, and will continue to support the board as they work to resolve these issues. Harbor authorities are incorporated, not-for-profit organizations whose boards of directors and members represent local interests, DFO said, adding the Tofino Harbor Authority Board remains responsible for keeping the harbor open and operational. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.